where did the people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration, before they had refrigerators and things? Where did they keep the butter?
In the stable.
Do you remember a trough near a stream where the stream rose and the water would run through the trough? Where you set jugs and troughs of milk and butter to keep them cool?
Yes, sure. You put them in troughs in cold water to keep cool.
By the stream, near the water.
Mm-hmm.
What other meanings does the word dairy have? You know, can you think of another word, dairy? Milk and things stored, well, is brought from the dairy or taken to the grocery store. Is there another word for dairy?
I don't think of another word for dairy.
Where did you store your potatoes and turnips in the winter?
We'd bank them.
Put them on the bank?
Put them in the bank. You put potatoes in the bank.
What do you mean?
Huh?
How did you put them in the bank?
Climb up.
Uh-huh.
Go make your bank, clean out your round place.
Mm-hmm.
Make your bank, put some straw down in, put meditate, you think there's nothing in that bank.
Uh-huh.
You put 2-3 in there. You have 2-3 banks. Try to put them all in one.
Why you wouldn't put them all in one?
There'd be too many in one place.
Oh, I see. Keep them until you got ready to use them.
That day you eat them up.
Uh-huh.
Some of them might rot.
Yeah, but they grow into the ground too, aren't they?
They grow in the ground. That's a big potato. It's like cane, cotton, peanuts, and everything else.
Oh. What did you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and the mules and other animals just walk around and be free? What do you call that?
That's about it.
What would you call the place where you let them go out and graze?
That's tough.
Was it fenced off?
Mm-hmm.
Why was it fenced off?
That's another way you keep the stocks and things in there. You can find them. Don't they go in anyway?
Oh, yeah. World. There are neighbors around that have the same thing, the fences, and
that's right.
Some of them belong to the neighbors.
Uh-huh.
What would you call the place where you go to let them graze out? When they're grazing, what are they doing? Eating.
That's right, eating. I see what you mean. They eat.
Oh, they eat.
That's right. catch on, but they eat.
Yeah. What do they eat?
Corn, grass, hay, all that stuff.
You grow the hay.
And you grow the hay.
And you grow the corn.
Uh-huh.
And you feed the cows.
Don't feed no cow no corn.
Oh.
Meat, things like that.
Why you don't feed cows corn?
Well, it's all right to feed cows on corn if you're going to grind up the corn. See, they like that soft seed.
Oh, I see.
It's called coffee. Then you've got to grind up 6 foot cow.
Well, the hell they eat the cones
will hit them on the roof.
Won't even fill them up.
Mm-mm. It'll fill them up, but it don't do no good.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
You did. Tell me about the work that you did in Cameron. The process,
because
I don't know anything about it. I like to know.
Cotton is something for the white man. You do the west, and the white man do spending money.
Oh, I see.
You like some
cat. What are some of the things that you can do with cotton after it's
picked? Well, you make clothes, most anything else, any cloth and stuff like that, but you do with cotton.
So I see it. You can make quite a bit of money with cotton.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you did raise it yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Oh, that crab grass.
Crab grass. I'm learning a lot.